With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says Israeli troops will occupy a buffer zone inside Syria for the foreseeable future.
Netanyahu entered the buffer zone on Tuesday, making him the first sitting Israeli leader to set foot this far into Syria. These advances come as Israel's forces are still fighting the war in Gaza against the Palestinian militant group Hamas.
That is correspondent Charles de Ledesma. Israel quickly moved into the Syrian side of a 50-year-old demilitarized buffer zone after Bashar al-Assad was toppled as the country's president earlier this month. Iran has been using Syria until very recently now to funnel weapons all the way through Syria and into Lebanon. That's where the Hezbollah terrorists were using them to fire at Israel. Record number of foreign visitors to Japan this year.
Foreigners are flocking to Japan to travel on a bullet train, see the cherry blossom in spring and to shop in Tokyo. The weak Japanese yen, making everything cheaper, is encouraging them to go. Many of the visitors are from nearby South Korea, Taiwan and China, but also from further afield, Europe and America.
That is BBC's Michael Bristow. A snow tire recall.
A company that sells replacement winter tires is recalling over 500,000 of them in the United States. That's because they don't have enough snow traction to meet North American standards. Prinks Changshan Tire North America is recalling certain Fortune Tormenta and Prinks High Country tires with three peak mountain snowflake symbols on the sidewalls. The company says the tires passed European tests, but likely wouldn't meet traction standards in North America. U.S. safety regulators say tires without sufficient snow traction can increase the risk of a crash. The company is working on a way to fix the problem. I'm Haya Panjwani.
This is SRN News. Another legal battle brewing in Colorado between the LGBT agenda and state laws.
Alliance Defending Freedom is asking the Supreme Court to take up the case of a Christian counselor who is challenging the state's anti-conversion statute. It bars counselors from seeking to help anyone under the age of 18 from quitting the homosexual lifestyle. Colorado has already been before the High Court twice in recent years, losing an effort to force a Christian baker to make a gay wedding cake and losing an effort to force a Christian web designer to work on gay weddings. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Another Japanese court has ruled the country's ban on gay marriage is unconstitutional. The decision by the court in southern Japan marks the eighth victory out of nine rulings since the first group of LGBT plaintiffs filed their lawsuits back in 2019. Two more high court rulings are pending in Osaka and Nagoya and are expected to be released in March. Asia is generally a more traditional region when it comes to social norms. This is SRN News. Congressional leaders have approved an agreement that will keep the federal government funded through March 14th and provide more than $100 billion in emergency aid to help states and local communities recover from hurricanes. The fiscally conservative House Speaker Mike Johnson says he's not happy about the need to spend that money, but it is justified.
I wish it weren't necessary. I wish we hadn't had record hurricanes in the fall, and I wish our farmers were not in a bind so much that creditors are not able to lend to them anymore. We have to be able to help those who are in these dire straits. And that's what the volume of the pages to this.
The stopgap measure essentially kicks the budget issue down the can down the road. The measure will prevent a partial government shutdown, however, that would set to start after midnight Friday had they not reached this short-term deal. On Wall Street, it's looking like it's going to be a strong start at the opening bell, with Dow futures up right now by 137 points. You'll find more on these stories at srnnews.com.